This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Efforts to hold President Donald Trump accountable for his role in inciting the mob that overran the U.S. Capitol Wednesday gained momentum on Saturday. Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives have announced they will introduce articles of impeachment as early as Monday. Representative Ted Lieu, a Democrat from the state of California, tweeted on Saturday afternoon that the articles of impeachment had 180 co-sponsors. No Republicans were among them. If the House were to impeach the president for a second time, that would trigger a trial in the Senate, which has acquitted Mr. Trump once before and is to be in recess until January 19th, the day before Mr. Trump's term ends. Democrats will take control of the Senate later this month. Democratic congressional leaders have also called on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment, which offers an alternative and perhaps quicker way to remove the president from office. Mr. Pence has not yet responded, but has reportedly told colleagues he does not favor such an action. And Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska has called on Mr. Trump to resign, making her the first Republican senator to endorse a presidential resignation. A massive electricity blackout overnight plunged much of Pakistan into darkness. On Saturday, in parts of the country, electricity was restored Sunday. The breakdown in the country of around 220 million left all its major cities, including the capital Islamabad and commercial hub Karachi, without electricity for hours. Pakistan's power minister confirmed that the shutdown was caused by a technical fault. This is VOA News.